From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Wednesday declared a 3-month state of emergency, the latest move as a large-scale crackdown continues in the aftermath of last week's failed military coup.
3 ay süreyle olağanüstü hal ilan edilmesini kararlaştırdı.
Mr. Erdogan said the purpose of the declaration is to be able to take the most efficient steps to remove what he called this terrorist threat as soon as possible, which he called a threat to democracy, the rule of law, and the rights and freedoms of the Turkish people. He insisted the action will not undermine democracy. The terrorist threat appears to be a reference to those suspected of supporting exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, whose extradition from the U.S. is being sought. Gulen has denied any involvement in last week's coup attempt. Tens of thousands of soldiers, police, judges, civil servants, and academics have been suspended, fired, detained, or questioned since the failed coup. The country's currency and stock market have both fallen sharply. Standard & Poor's Wednesday downgraded the country's foreign currency credit rating, citing its political fragmentation. Mali Wednesday declared its own 3-month state of emergency a day after an attack that left 17 soldiers dead and dozens more wounded. A 3-day period of national mourning has been announced beginning Thursday for the victims of the attack in the central city of Nampala. Two groups have claimed responsibility for Tuesday's attack. The medical charity Doctors Without Borders Wednesday said rescue teams found the bodies of more than 20 migrants in a rubber dinghy off the Libyan coast, among hundreds of others who were saved. It's unclear how the group of mostly women died. The migrants were from West Africa. This is VOA News.